This is the music of the Kour Dada Cissé village in Senegal. It's just one of 10 communities to have its music recorded for Community Voice International. It's an Ann Arbor-based organization that records music by people who live in struggling villages in Senegal and turns the recordings into profits that go directly back to the community. Joining us is the founder and executive director of Community Voice International, David Blackley. Welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. It's great to be here.
Where did this idea come from?
I was a Peace Corps volunteer serving in Senegal, and every day there was music around me, whether it was women washing clothes or kids playing or men in the fields. And as a musician myself, I just was always drawn to the local music scene. And when I came back to the United States, I started to think about how could we get a new source of revenue for local development. In international development, we're constantly looking for ways to address local needs with local resources, and I realized that music is an untapped resource for development. So I had this idea that if we could just record some local music, we could get it out there to a global audience and send all of the proceeds back to the communities to fund their development.
And there's another level here besides just a dollars and cents, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I think that in our world right now, there's really a trend towards one-way communication, meaning that the more developed world, the global north, as we say, is bombarding the global south with messages, with culture. And so as a local villager, say in Senegal, you're constantly hearing what's going on in the United States and Canada and in Europe, but you don't have a chance to give your own voice and to share your own culture back with the rest of the world. We're trying to create a new method to encourage cultural engagement and create two-way communication between communities and the rest of the world.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with the founder and executive director of the group Community Voice International, David Blackley, going into Senegal and recording music made by the people in order to monetize that and turn that money right back to the people who have made the music. And what would be the money used for? Have you gotten money into their hands yet?
We are on the verge of doing that. We're at a very exciting point. The communities have a complete say over how the money is used. So it's completely community determined. And it goes from everything from fixing and replacing wells up to creating microcredit schemes so that local entrepreneurs can have a source of funding to undertake their new enterprises. Mm-hmm. Many communities are also looking to increase community gardens and have new sources of nutrition and also hopefully have a surplus to bring to the local market and have another form of revenue from that.
I wondered, is there any concern you have that African music you're recording will be a challenge for Western ears to appreciate and thus to buy?
Absolutely. This is certainly not pop music, and it is not even the pop music of Senegal. This is not Youssou N'Dour. This is not Baba Mal. But it is a very universally human music. There is there's something very real about picturing yourself in this community. We have videos associated with all of our recordings, photographs, so you can really put yourself in that community and see what it's like to be there. And I don't think that we need to be a platinum-selling artist. We don't need to sell a million copies because the dollar goes so far in Senegal. So if we just sell a few hundred or even 1,000 copies of a download, that can really fully fund a project. So it's I think it's a really interesting way to turn globalization upside down because you don't need to sell a million copies to make a huge difference.
I also wondered, do you try to be aware of not appearing like well-intentioned, you know, white American kids, great intentions, but this is something they'll, you know, you'll do for a while, dive in and dive out. I can see as we talk that you're very passionate about that. Is that an image you're concerned about or you work actively to counter?
I think there's always a risk of that because development work has been going on for the better part of the last century. And so we really run a risk of looking like another group of Westerners or Northerners coming in with their great ideas. But we really try to impress upon everyone involved that it's all about the community. It's the community's voice. That's where our name comes from. The community has the voice in what development work they do, what songs they choose, whether or not they want to participate. Everything is completely voluntary. And we also have a really unique copyright agreement where Community Voice signs away all rights that we have to the music. The musicians sign away all their rights, and the NGOs that we participate with sign away their rights, so that the community actually holds a communal copyright over every recording. And that's really unique because it shows that the music doesn't belong to a single performer or a single recorder or a single producer. It really is the community's property.
So what is your vision for Community Voices International, David?
Our next step is to really create a new level of capacity building in communities. We're looking to train young people within the community to do the recording themselves so that we're constantly working to have a more hands-off approach. So the next step is going to be helping train young people to be the recorders themselves and also to learn how to use the internet to upload the music themselves so we can become more and more hands-off and really just connect communities and audiences. That's our ultimate goal, to get out of the way.
CommunityVoiceInternational.org is the website, and we've been speaking with the founder of Community Voice International, David Bleckley. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Cindy. It's been a pleasure.